Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 through 46. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. Come and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Trey and Deanna looked at each other with panic in their eyes. They had been separated from their dad for almost 20 minutes now. It was a really big mall, and they really didn't know where he was. They realized they were lost, and they were now very scared. The brother and sister rushed up and down the different hallways of the mall, darting in and out of the different stores. This went on for a while until finally Trey ran over to his sister and shared the good news with Deanna. "I found someone who can help. I found the mall security guard who will lead us safely back to Dad." Deanna was surprised. "Really? No way." "Yes, really. Come and see." Within minutes, the brother and sister had both met the security guard, who then quickly helped them reunite with their dad. What a relief. Even more scary than children being lost in a mall, all people are lost in this world. They are lost in their sin and separated from our eternal Father in heaven. All of us sinners need someone to rescue us and reconnect us with our God and Father. How scary. But that's when Jesus enters the scene. By his grace, Jesus comes to find lost sinners like us, just like he found Philip and Nathanael in the devotion for today. First, Jesus found Philip and told him, "Follow me." Philip was so happy and excited about meeting the Savior that he ran to tell Nathanael. Nathanael was unsure at first. "Really? No way." But Philip told him, "Yes, really. Come and see." That's when Nathanael went to meet Jesus for the first time as well. What a relief. What joy. They were no longer lost. They were now going to follow Jesus, their Savior. Jesus has called you to follow too. No, he didn't call you on FaceTime, send a Snapchat message, or even say to you, "Follow me," the last time you were shopping at the grocery store. Instead, Jesus called out to you in his Word. He called you through a pastor who baptized or taught you, or through your parents, grandparents, or teachers who taught you. Through the power of his Word in the Bible and in baptism, Jesus revealed himself to you and said, "Follow me." And by grace, God has given you faith to believe and follow Christ. That's why you are called a Christian. What a relief. What joy. And now, what an opportunity to go and tell others about Jesus, just like Philip. Come and see. We give our thanks in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for giving me faith to believe in and follow you. Help me to tell others to come and see what a loving Savior you are. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.